It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous. Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show episode 1010.
Yeah, that rattled me for some reason.
That's right.
1010. Welcome, Georgie Boy and Kaz, who are in the building. Yeah, Georgie Boy's mum and
have
Jess.
A mic. They don't have a microphone.
But I just wanted to acknowledge them.
Yes.
Because there's a bit of pressure. I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah. I feel like I'm already showing off.
Yeah, you are, mate. Yeah. Should we keep going with the explanation about everything in the studio, about what it is?
So I explained the soft lights.
Yeah, Alzo Digital, that's where we got them from.
What else have I explained? I explained that we don't have a headphones for them.
I apologize for that. But we do have some gifts that have been given, which is perfect because I really wanted that sort of afternoon pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
Kaz has brought a Florentina Belgian chocolate. I used to get these at Mum's place. Nope, didn't. Different.
She's trying one now. They sort of look like, they're harder than what I would imagine.
Mm. They taste healthy.
And so Kaz is down for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What did you do on Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's Day, Kaz, by the way.
Happy Mother's Day. And all the mothers listening.
For my wife, I...
So who gets it? Can I just say who gets... When you have a wife that has a child that's yours, but you also have a mum, what's the sort of the pie split in regards to time and energy spent on your wife / mother of your child versus your mum?
Yeah. I think Mum will forgive me more if I don't get her a prezi. Sure. But I got her some flowers. We got her some flowers.
Okay, cool.
Amy and I. But I got Amy.
Split a bouquet down the middle.
I tell you, you can't go wrong with a wheat bag.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot go wrong with a wheat bag.
It's funny you say that because Mum had something around her stomach.
Yeah.
And I said, what is that? And she turns around as a heat pack that straps on around the waist and then it goes perfectly on her back.
That's fucking awesome.
Mm. Yeah. And so what did you, so you got your mum some flowers?
Well, yeah, I got mum some flowers on the way to her joint, which mum has got accustomed to no presents.
Sure.
Marrying my dad.
Yeah. Is he not a present guy?
Absolutely not. He'll give you.
He'll build you a podcast studio.
And he won't get you anything for your birthday. Mm-hmm. Don't think I've ever got a present from him, which is fine.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of time out of that guy.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mother's Day, what did you do for him?
Yeah, so we woke up, made it. Here's the thing. Bodie's 4 and he can't keep a secret. Mm-hmm. He's like his Uncle Josh.
Yeah.
Tell Josh something. He'll go into the room. So, I told Bodie, got present. We're making pancakes. Walk straight in. Mum, we're making you pancakes. Just straight in.
Yeah, no, I understand the appeal.
And he wanted to open the present. And so, we made Amy pancakes. We put green dye into them because Bodie wanted that.
Yeah.
And we had a nice little picnic around the...
Had some asthma together with the green.
No, I didn't give us asthma. I think it's natural food, food calorie. So, we had pancakes and that was really lovely.
Do you put ice cream?
No, just maple syrup. Wasn't too much. But then we drove to Mum's place and spent the afternoon there and I slept in my mum's bed to have a nap.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's lovely.
What did you do? Yeah, well, we left quite late on Friday. We're watching Fetch on the television, some MTV at the office. And then I drove to get Brie and then she said, let's go to Shoppo Doncaster.
Yeah.
Because what my mum wanted was from Maya. And so, we actually drove to Maya on a Friday night, 7 p.m.
What'd she want?
She wanted a diffuser and like a certain fragrance and a candle that had one of the wooden wicks on it.
Okay.
And I actually had a blow up at Maya with someone.
With who? In the line?
We got the stuff. Like, Brie knows exactly what Mum wanted. And so, she gets it and she's holding it. And then we're looking at cards as we were waiting to be served. And I was a little bit anxious about what was going on because it wasn't too clear where the entry for the line was. So, it was sort of one of those things where it's like you've got like a spot for cards.
Yeah.
And then you could have left or right people come in. And
can I just say, Maya is one of the worst customer experiences on earth.
Wait for this one. So, I it has they have like dots on the grounds where you know where you've got to stand.
Yeah.
And I heard a family like it seemed like they had a situation where they had multiple vouchers going. Whatever it was taking a long time.
Yeah.
And I sort of was thinking a lot about other options. Is there somewhere else we can go? This is going to fucking take forever. But then the woman who was serving the people said, oh, sorry about that. Won't be long. Anyway, I thought, okay, got good rapport with this person. She seems nice.
Right.
We go up to pay. And she says, how about that? I was watching as, and she points to Brie, as you were holding all of the stuff and the man here points to me as in I'm the man with your hands in your pockets. And I said, oh, I was trying to figure out if there was a quicker way to check out than this. And then I sort of got a side glance from Brie.
Yeah.
And then the woman said, oh, I'm only having a laugh. And then midway through paying, I just turned around, walked away and went on my phone. And then Brie said, probably overreacted. She was just joking. But it felt, you know, like how
felt
you
like a personal attack.
No, you know how but you know how like a personal attack, you don't normally feel good.
No, but that's passive.
Yeah,
we talked about passive aggressive.
I was on cloud nine. I felt so good about like, I reckon fucked her night a little bit, but she fucked my night. And so it felt like it sort of evened out. And the thing is, it was so petty. It was so small. It was nothing really personal.
Was it busy?
No, it wasn't busy. Nah. And so it just felt like it was, but then it was.
Did you get a name? Did you get a badge?
No, I didn't get her name, but I don't know. Do you know what I think it was? I'm normally the guy that gets every joke. There's something.
But that's actually the. Is this opposite day?
No, no, no.
Because you're the guy that says I don't get it.
No, to no, most no, no, no. But I'm the guy that will. If I know that you're doing a joke, if she was doing
what
shtick,
do you need a disclaimer? This is a joke, right?
No,
now.
No, no. So the thing is that I'm very good with. I'm no. But in all honesty, if you can joke about anything that's wrong with me. And I'm fine with it. I know that we have the blow up about my weight and stuff, but for the most
part. You can joke?
For the most part, I'm an easygoing guy. And so there's something, but there is something nice about being offended once in a while. Like it was so unnecessary, me being offended, but there was just, anyway, that was good. But very, very busy at the shops.
Yeah. We went to a bar on Saturday. It was like 11:50 PM. AM.
AM.
Well, because it was Jimmy's birthday.
Jimmy. Yeah.
And he wanted to get a beverage in before we went to lunch.
How many people?
It was just three of us, Jimmy and this other bloke and myself. And we went to this cool bar, found this. It was like no bars are open at that time usually.
11:50
It was like AM. It was a cafe at the front and a bar at the back and we went out. But a guy there sort of, He had the vibes of you in that we asked him one question, which was, do you think that photo is real? Because we were having a discussion of like, it's basically like people marching back in Prohibition days and they're holding signs saying, we want beer.
Yeah.
And he said, and we wanted to know, because I was like, all the font is exactly the same on the sign. How did they get, like, if it's that long ago, so long ago, how do you match up all the fonts on the sign to be exactly the same? Like maybe there was a printing press or, but it
would have been they
looked too good. And so I was like, I'm putting my money on fake. And anyway, he said, no, this is it's like the people sitting on the beams in New York City eating lunch. It's that sort of like
iconic
photo. But somehow next minute he's telling us about Prohibition and then he's telling us about alcohol and why it's of a certain, like why different proofs of alcohol. Anyway, next minute, he's got a fucking shot of Bacardi 151, like a very, very high alcohol drink, a shot of it. He's lighting it on fire and he's making Jimmy's mate put his hand on the on the shot.
What for?
Because he's trying to show that this drink is a certain way. He's
okay.
And then he's like suctioning and then he makes him shot it. And then next minute he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, guys. You just get a bit over
the top. But did you get the shot?
The top. He had the shot.
I think that's nice.
Didn't charge
like,
him.
I think that that like
it was great customer service. Mm.
Well, I know, but I definitely
but
think
I didn't get it.
No, but there is something nice about being the rah-rah, like the that sort of energy.
Of course,
just
yeah,
putting
yeah,
on
yeah.
like that's why I like about having Kaz here talking about like giving. Not that it's it hasn't been sort of a crazy experience. Yeah, it's not yeah, like yeah, going yeah. to Disney World. it smells like lamb in here because Jess has used the air fryer.
I said it smelled like a nursing home.
Oh, really? Oh, sure.
you go to
it's just that sort of meat and potato sort of.
Yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, yeah. They've yeah. you know they've got a good deal on a big mm-hmm. heap of lamb.
Yes,
and the chef is whipping that up. Mm-hmm.
But there is something around. It's like when 3D Dill, our intern from Canada, arrived in Australia, and I had a car accident before exiting the car park.
Or was it a car accident? You just bumped the tire.
I
you didn't. Smash
I drove the, into the gate to leave
the side
of it because. And Bree said bad. She turned around to 3D Dill and she said, "That's what happens when Josh be silly." but there is something,
and you,
no, there's something about this, no, there's something about the showmanship that I like. The same thing around, like I was thinking, food shows. We've got Fetch now. Watch as many channels as you want. There's a food channel, and one of them is there's Man vs Food.
Oh yeah,
where the guy goes and just eats a ridiculous amount of food.
Gets paid for it.
Yes. Yes. It's very similar to sort of.
Well, it's sad if you don't get paid for it.
Yeah. There's like an audience and they have like people clapping and they cut to people saying like, I didn't think he would be able to do it. Like Vox Pops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine if we did that just normally?
What?
Just like after we ate, got Voxies of people describing. But anyway, the guy was talking about, oh, this is this type of mac and cheese. Like every mac and cheese has these different cheeses and this cheese comes from this part of the world.
There's a wanker for everything, isn't there?
Yeah, but my point is there's something nice about being on television where your job is a writer has got all this interesting info.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your job is just to say it like you know it all to be true.
So you reckon he doesn't do any research?
No. So he might do research, but you don't know.
He's a good talking head.
Well, yeah. So, for instance, if you Kaz got some beautiful pregnancy teas that you can have when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Motherhood baby. Yeah. Puka. Yes. Puka. Pucker.
The interesting thing. So, say if I knew that Kaz was bringing that, I could have Googled medicinal teas for pregnancy. And I could have given a great spiel about that reminds me of a tea in China where when people are 7 months pregnant, they'll have this and it helps them with their prenatal diabetes or whatever it's called.
Yeah. And Kaz would be confused about
what is
going on. How do you know this?
But I feel like there's...
But think about the people in the world that are obscurely knowledgeable, is my word, but about certain things. And... They just seem like know-it-alls at that point. Mm-hmm. It could be cool at a party.
Well...
can I just say, I learnt yesterday that my uncle is an archivist, was an archivist. So, we were saying archivist.
Yeah.
It's an archivist.
Really?
My uncle's an archivist.
Because Jess...
Was an archivist. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
What would he archive? What would he look in the archive?
I think it worked at birth, deaths and marriages.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It was quite high up, actually.
Uh-huh. What's he do now?
Retired, I think. Yeah. Well, had a few businesses in between.
Uh-huh.
But I just, Mum mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I saw an article about they're worried about all the archives, the film and TV stuff in Australia.
Why?
We don't have a good system to keep it all safe.
What do you mean? Like,
so
physical...
the film and stuff will go shit if you don't look after it.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, they're not doing a good job of looking after it all.
There's going to be a lot of money spent doing that shit. Mm-hmm. It's very annoying.
But surely, I feel like that's quite a... If you've only got one of these things, it's good
but
to
have. But, dude, we know how annoying hard drives are to keep. I mean, that's their ransomware.
Did you see about the ransomware in the news?
No. So, we update. We've paid our ransom in Bitcoin and we got our stuff back.
Big ransomware in the US. So how about this? You think what happened to us? You're like, oh, you know, a couple of gronks not knowing how to look after their shit. There could be some truth in that. But how about this for some news? Major US pipeline struggles to reopen after ransomware attack.
Okay, so pipeline meaning just like a gas pipeline?
This is from The Australian, came out 2 hours ago. The US government declared a regional emergency Sunday as the largest fuel pipeline system in the United States remained largely shut down 2 days after a major ransomware attack was detected. Gas prices jumped in the United States on Sunday following the ransomware attack.
Wow. So, what do you think it was the same vibe as ours, or were they getting charged
slightly,
a bit more?
A little bit different.
Charged a bit
but
more.
So, but this is what's going to happen. Like when it comes to warfare, this is how it happens. I was fired up about the the China rocket that was coming down, the debris.
Yeah, that was potentially going to hit mm-hmm. Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah.
Hit neither.
So boring.
did they even have footage of it or didn't even?
Yeah, no.
Just pathetically.
So where I,
did you ever light a, did you ever empty out a tea bag back in the day? Put it on the bench.
And do what?
And light the bottom of it and the tea bag burns from the bottom up and then gets elevation and lifts and floats. Mm-hmm. Lights up. Wouldn't mind to do that after this.
You got to worry about embers.
What? Not from a tea bag.
So, you know, in Thailand, they have,
tea light.
So it's like you can go on a beach or whatever and you pay a few bucks and they'll put a flame in like almost like a, it's not a plastic bag, but
feels no, I know
like
what
a,
you mean.
It's a like a lantern thing and it will go off in the sky.
Yeah.
But they're very dangerous because they land in people's homes that catch on fire.
Have you done it though?
No, but it did remind me when we were reliving moments for Mother's Day.
Oh yeah,
went down a bit of a nostalgic.
Who was
of,
you were or your mum was?
I was, but everyone was getting into it.
Oh, Josh, don't bring that up.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. Oh. Well, because I showed her the we found a video last week of mum interrupting me at the end of a video saying, "Josh, are you going to straighten your hair?" And I said, "No," and she said, "It's dirty." And we had a good laugh at that. But,
and that wasn't even acting.
No. That was literally like the camera was just still running. I'll show you after this, guys. And she, but she also, when we went to Bali, for some reason, so my mum's name's Lynn. When we were at a beach in Bali, a woman asked, "Do you want to get your nails done?" And mum said, "Oh, no, sorry, I can't today. Maybe another day."
Okay.
And the lady said, "What's your name?" And mum panicked and said, "Susie." Anyway, the next day, this woman on the beach, Susie. Like, what's the point of lying about that? Like,
she would have forgotten for a second, you know, when you do something like that, you're reminded by the lie itself when it comes back to nip you.
Oh, exactly. The other thing that happened.
Did she get her nails done?
Yeah, like that's
she
a thing.
She had to.
You know, that's a thing, isn't it? The other thing in Bali, so, you know, you have a go-kart, you know, go-karts.
As in go-karts?
Yes.
Yeah. Not unique to Bali.
Yes.
But you're saying just in general, so, there's go-karts and then there's Bali.
You know, like the dual go-kart where you can sit in, like, you can sort of
for three-year-olds?
Yes. Yeah. So when
I used to go with my dad. I wasn't old enough to drive, but
and
I could
when
go
I was,
with him.
When I was eight, when we went to Bali, I couldn't get one on my own because they were fast. But how about this? You know how it's got two wheels?
Four. Oh, two steering wheels. Yeah. Two steering wheels.
Yeah, two steering wheels. I know. No, two steering wheels.
Yes.
One of them's a dummy steering wheel, right? That
Should
the
be.
Kid is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this car. And so we were driving and went through the pits because I did a turn.
Oh, you little rat.
Yeah.
That's like the learning to get your license, the L-plated cars.
Mm-hmm.
They have got pedals. They don't have a stick.
Yeah.
You would love that.
Yeah. Well, because the feedback between you and Jess is that I sort of provide some assistance when driving.
Yeah. You tell me when the light's green, even if I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Dude, and do you know what? I am so thankful for you to tell me.
It's funny, you know how you get pissed off? Like, I said to myself, I never get pissed off. And I was in the car and George says, oh, it's gone green. I nearly fucking lost my shit. I was like, mate, yeah, I'm driving. I can see it's green, George. We were talking. I'm waiting one beat before we go. It's not a race. Doesn't matter. Anyway, for coming in, Kaz.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Kaz. Thanks for the gifts. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
Fidget spinner.
I was just going to say, got to live in Byron because look at that tan.
It's stunning. It's
stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
Bondi glow or something? Well, no, that's all real. It's a real tan?
Yeah,
look at that. Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, holy moly, my God. Seeing a bit of shoulder here.
Oh, my God.
George, do you tan up like that, mate?
Dude. There's nothing healthy about it, but that looks great.
but you look like the pillar of health.
Yeah, no, it does.
You look super healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, go and visit Kaz at the book room.
Yep.
In Byron. She doesn't work with the customers, but you might see her stuck in the shelves.
There's great coffee there, I heard.
Always put a lid on the coffee cup when you go in as well.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.